The sky is always there, holding the constantly changing weather. The weather is sometimes cloudy and dark, sometimes snowy, sometimes rainy, and sometimes sunny, with a gentle breeze and fluffy white clouds. While the winds and the storms and the sunshine come and go, the sky remains. You are the sky. You are not the weather. Sometimes, though, don't we forget that and we identify as the weather? We identify with our bodies, and we identify with the experiences and the things that are going on in our lives, and the consequent thoughts and feelings that happen because of those things that are going on in our lives, and we think that that's who we are. You know, we say things like, our knees hurt, and we say, oh my gosh, I'm getting old. Or we go to the gym, and we have a really great workout, and we run a mile, and we say, I am strong. Vibrant. We identify with that stuff. We identify with perhaps if you got a raise at work and it makes us happy and we think, oh, I am competent and I am really good at this job. We identify with a task when we accomplish it and we feel really good about it, so we feel like we are accomplished. Or perhaps it's something bigger, a bigger project that takes some time to work on, like you're painting a picture or you've been writing a paper. And you finally finish it and you feel happy and satisfied because you feel smart and you feel creative and you have tenacity. And we identify with that stuff. And it feels good, albeit transitory, but it feels good. But what happens then when we identify with the things that aren't so good in our lives? What happens when we identify with our failures, when we don't get the raise at work? And then we feel like we aren't competent. Or when we don't finish that task, or we don't reach that goal that we've been wanting to reach. And then we start telling ourselves, I'm really not that good. When in reality, it's simply because you don't possess that skill set at this moment. Maybe you don't have what you need to know at this moment, but we identify with that, and then we start feeling like a failure, and then that's not so good, is it? It feels good identifying with the successes, but when we identify with the things that where we don't succeed, it's not so good. And even more than that, sometimes we identify with those storm clouds that are passing through the sky that really don't have anything to do with us, but we get caught up in fear and in anger and in frustration because of what is going on in our neighborhood or what is going on in our country or what is going on in this world. And then we start feeling like we are doomed. We start feeling kind of like we are forever doomed. Things will never be okay, and therefore I'm never going to be okay. In those moments, all of those moments, we have forgotten that we are the sky, not the weather. We have forgotten that who we really are is that eternal I am presence. That the core essence of who we are is spirit. That we are immortal and eternal and endless beings on this endless path that we are walking, the spiritual path. It's an endless and an eternal path of unfolding. That's who we are and what we're doing. We've lost perspective in those moments because of the drama that's going on to our life. But if we see the perspective that we are these eternal beings, what happens is then whatever the drama is that's going on becomes a blip on the screen of our eternal unfolding, becomes a blip on the screen of this eternal life, this eternal beingness that we are. And so I'm talking today about the fact that we are each and every single one of us immortal, that each and every single one of us, we are eternal beings. Who we are is immortal. Who we are is eternal. Our very essence is birthless and deathless beginningless and endless, ceaseless and indestructible. We are all eternal and immortal. And so one of the very core concepts of this teaching of Centers for Spiritual Living, or the Science of Mind, says, immortality is a universal principle, not a belief or a bargain made with the universe for good behavior. God knows only life, its continuity, evolution, and expansion. Death is a human concept, not a divine idea. The essence of every human is the incarnation of God at the center of his or her being. This essence is eternal and changeless, the divine spark that can no more die than God can die. That is who and what we are. That's what Jesus meant when he said, before Abraham was, I am. He was talking about that I am presence of his own being is one and the same as the I am presence that exists and expresses within us and is the core of who we are. And so the title of my talk today is The I in Immortality. I'm talking about that I presence within us. I'm talking about that I am presence within us is spirit. It is our own spirit. It is the spiritual essence and core of who we really are. And so when we know that, when we know that we are actually eternal beings on this eternal pathway, then those events that happen in our lives get put in a broader perspective. They're not so catastrophic and they're not so big because they get put into perspective that there's a larger picture to our lives and there's something larger happening. Those moments simply become a part of our eternal unfolding and our eternal evolution and our eternal beingness. And then, so when seeming catastrophic events happen to us in our lives, we don't see them as the end of us or as the end of our lives. They're just a moment in a larger picture. And so can you think of something going on in your life right now or in this world that is tweaking you, that is causing you to be upset? Can you see that? Can you put that into that larger perspective that you are an eternal being on this eternal pathway of unfolding? Does it change the weight of it? Does it change how heavy or how big or how overwhelming it seems? It puts it into a bigger perspective. So it doesn't mean that you don't work at changing it, and that you don't stand up for what's right, and that you don't make a difference, because certainly you are here to be a beneficial presence in your own life and in this world. But it puts it into a broader perspective so it's not so overwhelming. It puts us in a place of greater power instead of a place that feels powerless. It shifts that for us. And so when we look at ourselves as eternal beings like that, that we are immortal and eternal, then we know that we are safe. That's like Margaret's song. We are safe. We are home. It puts us in a place where we know truly that all is well with our soul all of the time. You know, it's said that ultimately every single fear is really based in a fear of death. And so what that means then is if you are afraid of snakes, the very underneath of that is really a fear that that snake could bite you and you could die. Or a fear of the dark is really that someone or something can get you and you might die. You know, a fear of public speaking is really that you might die of humiliation while you're up there in front of everybody and you do something wrong. Not really, but you get it, you know? So fear, all fear is really a fear of annihilation, a fear that somehow we will cease to exist. But immortality, remember, it's a universal principle. That divine spark within you, who you are, can no more die than God can die. You are an eternal being, an eternal spirit. You cannot exist. It's impossible. Because you are that I am in expression. And so I used to watch this show that was on TV that I just loved that was called I Survived Beyond and Back. And the whole show was stories of interviews with people, then the actors would act them out, of people who had had near-death experiences, which means people had died and then come back and talked about it. And some of those people had died for up to and as long as 15 and 20 minutes. And so many of those people talked about that initial experience of when they died or had that near-death experience was they left their bodies and they would be up hovering at the ceiling looking down at what was going on with a sense of detachment. They could see the doctors and the nurses and the technicians working on their bodies. There was one man and one that I watched, and he talked about that, being up on the ceiling and seeing the doctors, and he described the doctors and what they were doing and the nurses and what they were doing and what the monitor was doing and the colors that people were wearing. The thing is, this man was blind when he was in his body. And I saw another show where there was a man, same thing, who left his body and was up hovering by the ceiling watching, and he could see simultaneously what was going on as well as underneath the table and behind the doctor and from the left side and the right side, could see all of it simultaneously. He was experiencing himself as consciousness, as non-local consciousness. My own Grandma Margot had that experience of leaving her body. She died at some time and hovering and watching before she came back into her body. And so clearly all those people came back into their bodies and talked about it. There were also lots of stories about people moving towards the light and lots of stories of people talking about the amazing feeling of love, that it was a feeling of bliss, and that they were just in this sea of love that was so beautiful they couldn't even describe it. You know what? Not one of those single people said that there was nothing. You know what none of those people said was that they ceased to exist, that they ceased to be. They all had the experience of a continuity of self, a continuity of awareness and of being. Isn't that fascinating? And so Joel Goldsmith, who was a Christian Science practitioner, said, I am infinite. I am eternal. I am immortal. Not in and of myself, separate and apart from God, but because God is the life and the substance of my being. Infinity is the quantity and perfection and quality of being. I am is eternal. And so who you are is that divine presence clothed in human form. So I have a little exercise for you. Pay attention just for a moment and hear. And pay attention for a moment and smell. And pay attention for a moment and see. And touch something and feel. Who is it that is experiencing that? It's not your personality. Who is it that is experiencing that? That is who you are. That is your own spirit. That is your consciousness. That is the part of you that is eternal and immortal, that is experiencing. That is your eternal self, the divine part of yourself. And so what happens when we leave this physical plane? What happens when we leave this physical body? Heaven? Reincarnation? Other planes of existence? I don't really know. Science of mind, or the teachings of Centers for Spiritual Living, doesn't really outline what it looks like when we leave these bodies. It does teach that there is no such thing as hell, and that heaven is a state of consciousness. And the teaching is that each and every single one of us is on this continuous upward spiral that is never ending. What I do know is that there is a continuity of self. There is a continuity of consciousness, of awareness, of self. I've heard too many stories about people who have left and come back to not believe that there is a continuity of self. And so I'd like to close today with one of my very favorite readings out of the Science of Mind textbook. Ernest Holmes says, "Thou art the center and circumference of my life, the beginningless and endless part of me, the eternal reality of me, the everlasting power within me, the eternal good working through me, the infinite love compelling me, the limitless peace and calm within me, the perfect life living through and in me, the joy of the soul and the light of the spirit illumining me. O Lord God, eternal and forever blessed, thou art my whole being." That is who we are. An incarnation of that one. An individualized expression of God itself. Here in human form. And so the next time you feel overwhelmed and stressed out by the events of your own life or by the events of this world, remember who you are. Remember that you are an eternal and an immortal being. Remember that you are imperishable and indestructible, made of love and of light and of power and of wisdom. And the next time you feel like a failure, remember you are on this eternal pathway of unfolding, this eternal pathway of evolution. And there is no time and point where you are supposed to have self-mastery. Where you are and what's going on in your life right now is the perfect place in the perfect time for your own unfolding. Get a broader perspective when things feel difficult and challenging. Get quiet. Center yourself. Turn within and meditate and just be, so that you can touch that part of yourself and sense that part of yourself. And when you're able to do that, those monster waves of the ocean of your life seem much more like smaller ripples on the water. Remember the I am with infinite. That I am is always grounded, is always centered, is absolutely poised. It is impervious to events. And it is safe. And as our life with such greater ease and calm and peace and centeredness and so much more power to be effective and make the changes in your lives that you want to make and live the life that you want to be living. And so blessings to all of you on this eternal path of unfolding, this eternal path of living your spirit out in this magnificent world and creating your own magnificent life. Blessings to all of you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. And so we take our attention from this material realm and turn within to the own essence of our own being, recognizing that this place within, there is no otherness. There is simply this divine presence expressing itself as every single thing that is. For here within, when we turn to that quiet, we touch that one that is the center and circumference of our lives, that one that is infinite beingness itself, that is the very essence of love and peace and truth and light and wholeness and power, recognizing that we can never be separate from this one, this presence of God, divinity itself, because it is the fabric from which we are made. We are incarnations of that one, just as rays of sunshine are the outpicturing of the sun. We are the outpicturing of that divine presence, infinite potential. And so in this recognition that we are eternal beings, one with this eternal presence, I know that all the good that we could possibly need is flowing into our lives in this moment. For the infinity of God is present and available. And so I know that in that, a blessing is pouring out into our life right now that touches every aspect of our life, that touches every relationship and every creative endeavor, every moment, that love and peace and wholeness and power fill our lives, that we walk in that presence and with that presence and as that presence, and we bring that with us everywhere we go in all that we do. And what a blessing it is to be in recognition of that. And so it is with a grateful heart that I release this prayer into that creative womb of the universe, knowing that it is unfolding itself as an abundance of good, health and wholeness and prosperity, abundance, harmonious relationships, perfect opportunities, security and safety, all that we could need is right here. And so I say thank you, God, for all of this. And I say, and so it is.